This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, man.
What is it? Everything okay?
Yeah, oh, no, man. I just opened up my iPad and one of the notifications said that it looks like the ballot measure to raise the tolls $3 for the bridges.
All the bridges?
All the Bay Area bridges, it says.
I thought that was the Golden Gate Bridge was on a separate thing from that.
Yeah, they're owned by
Golden Gate Transit Authority.
Oh, so all of them except Golden Gate,
I think
then.
So.
It's already a fortune anyway.
I know. They're all expensive.
Goodness.
What do they want to raise them to? $3?
What is it on? Three above what it's already costing.
Yeah, what is it
like
now on the Bay
bucks?
Bridge?
I don't know.
No, it's San Mateo Bridge. All I know is San Mateo Bridge. $5.
So $8, Susie.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's not a bump. That's a complete. That's almost. It's not almost double, but it's. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of money.
It's a big jump.
More than double.
No.
Sorry. Right. I was thinking 250. Yeah. Don't ask me math, everyone. That's why I'm in radio.
That's the best thing about this show is our killer math skills.
That I'm surprised by. People had the option to say no, and they said yes.
Well, that's
as if we don't already pay enough in California in taxes.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's just people who aren't taking the bridge every day.
Well, that's the way it works, isn't it?
It is.
Isn't that just the way?
Oh, and
sure,
they're
we'll
taking
tax
bridges
this or that
because
or
they can't afford to live here, so they live farther away. So, hey, pay more.
Right.
I'll tell you this. So, speaking of the roads, so like Burlingame, which was screwed up for, I want to say, 3 to 4 years. Mm-hmm. Right there on 101, Burlingame was a disaster.
Yeah.
Palo Alto has been a disaster for, I want to say, 2 years
now.
Are
they redoing?
Easy 2 years.
Some in and on and off ramps.
They're trying to make
more lanes. But also there's some off ramps and some
bridge change. As you try to get out, boom, you're merging. It's just incredible. There's so many accidents that occur, both north and southbound.
I have to believe
you're
that
in it immediately.
A ton of people have crashed on going northbound where this thing just, it's got a curve. But they also nut everyone into the tightest lanes, and there's one of those big cement things
like the Jersey
right
barrier.
On the inside.
Right. Barriers, yeah.
So that's been a disaster for a long time, and they're working on it now. And that's why I was late yesterday, because I didn't see that Palo Alto was going to be late picking up their stuff.
Because there every morning, but sometimes they are late.
So,
and then, yikes.
They were super late yesterday, which just had me nutted. So today I was like, I'm going 280.
Yeah, 280 seems like such a
I don't want to give
pleasant.
My secret away.
Yeah.
I took an alternate route, everyone. Mm-hmm. As soon as I got up, I definitely checked it. And sure enough, it was burgundy on the maps thing.
Darker and then than red.
Burgundy still as I passed it. You know,
At least you got out of it.
Well, the point is, it's just there. Those people are screwed. The people who didn't know to check and are just going dirt.
Mm-hmm.
They're in burgundy traffic, stopped as they wait for these guys.
Well,
to
they're probably
up.
Not in a hurry to get anywhere. I mean, it's 4 a.m.
Right?
Where could they be off to?
Work? What?
Yeah. Don't people just go for pleasure cruises at 4 a.m? Listen, if you get stopped in traffic on a pleasure cruise. No big deal.
So there you go. Have fun with your tolls or your
driving.
Alternate routes.
Oh, driving's the best.
How about in the Los Gatos area? I was reading maybe last week about all the traffic that is going to be occurring or has been occurring because they're doing road work as well.
There's always bad traffic there, and this is the time of year.
Where is this?
Los Gatos.
Los Gatos.
Los Gatos.
Off of 17. Now that summer's, I mean, schools are getting out right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So that'll just be the people of Los Gatos. Like, I love that town. It's so beautiful, and the homes are incredible.
The people are super nice.
I don't know about
that. Did you just make the snooty?
No.
I don't know anything about that.
Turn the lights on in there. No one can see you on the camera.
Turn the lights.
On high.
Anyway, one of the one of the problems they have is, so all the people trying to get over the beach who are stuck on 17 jump off out into the town, and they're all trying to mouse trap their way through to get, you know, beat the blockage on.
Yeah.
And so they're all the neighborhoods are just
pissed.
They get so
they're pissed at the apps.
Well, they get bummed, and I don't blame them. They're like, I paid $2 million for this house,
and now there's I can't even
tiny.
Get in my own neighborhood.
And my neighborhood is screwed for 3 months a year.
Yeah,
or three and a half, whatever it amounts to.
The joys of homeowners.
Nah, it's really just look. The Bay Area is
California.
A crowded place, and
welcome.
Summer is what it is.
Yeah,
my neighborhood gets to the point where I just go. I'll see the surf in September.
Yeah. Well, you said
it's not
crummy,
good anyway,
in
right?
The summer anyway.
But that it keeps me from even thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
2 foot on a longboard, why bother?
Right.
I'll just play guitar.
Oh, you've been playing guitar?
When's that song coming?
Yeah, when's that song
coming?
It's
a little ways away.
You said that a little ways.
You know what I had to do yesterday?
A couple weeks.
Let me just tell you something.
All right.
I'm busy. Yesterday I had to climb into the attic and put away baby clothes.
Yeah, Bryn.
Let me know it's ready. That's all.
Ready to go.
It's ready.
Thanks, Bryn.
I'm ready.
You're welcome.
Baby clothes.
I had to put them away because, you know, we have another one coming, so we'll just pull those out of the rafters as they're age appropriate.
I see. So you marked them in boxes 6 months to a year to two.
You bet.
That's great. Isla's going to get to see all her, you know, all her biggest hits get played again.
That's exactly right.
So I love hand-me-downs. I love the whole thing. I love pulling out the old clothes. I love getting a box of hand-me-downs from somebody else. You're like, woo, go through them. Oh, that stain's not too bad.
Get that out.
I can get that out of there.
Shut that out.
Oh, babies.
You like that, huh?
I did. I used to really enjoy that. And I used to love giving clothes and then seeing my kids' clothes on other kids. It's fun. It's good. Clothes that get passed around. It's fun.
That's recycling. It's good for the environment.
It is. Sure.
Absolutely. That's for sure. But that's one of the things
that's
I was
your
up
one
to.
Thing, Vinny. You know, one thing that Intercom is promoting is recycling, reusing.
Yes.
So, Vinny, air check this, Vaughn and our interns. Vinny's one thing for Intercom in the company is he's recycling baby clothes.
My other one
good
thing is I've stopped using plastic water bottles.
Yeah, and that's my one thing.
I use a metal
glass
or whatever
or metal
it is.
Or whatever.
Yeah. That is, every time I read about the plastic and how bad it is.
The gyre in the oceans.
It just
the size
hurts
of
my
Texas.
Heart. And I know I read stuff about how the same technology that created plastic, and as we move forward before we realize we can't do anything with this plastic, stop it. That technology is also figuring out ways to clean up the mess. So it's cool. I think that the work will get done and Earth will be fine. Mm. And we don't have to get off this planet, Sarah.
Mm.
I don't have a doomsday look at it.
It's not about it being doomsday. We don't have to have this conversation. I'm never going to convince you. I don't care. It's fine.
So anyway, I like the water bottle thing too.
Yeah.
There's another one thing.
I'm trying to find that. There was I was reading
like
a story. Whale dies in Thailand after swallowing 80 plastic bags.
Mm. Oh, God.
You know what?
That's what they found in his stomach.
Oh.
Its stomach.
Whales are so magnificent.
Yeah.
If you ever see one even kind of close up, you just can't believe their size and grace. Like, they're huge, and obviously it's the water. You know, they
make it floating
them up
there.
Walk out of the water and be among us,
it'd be like a barrel roll.
It wouldn't be pretty, right. But man, it's so neat to see them surface when you're in the water.
Yeah,
fairly close to them.
They're a monster, but they're like gentle. Like, you get that gentle vibe.
There's
off
a slowness
of them.
About them. And a grace about them.
Yeah.
No doubt. Anyway.
Sorry to hear that. 206 says, I think California would benefit from the drive-on ferries that we have here in Washington State. Curious as to why California doesn't have this type of commuter option. Yes, I know there are walk-on ferries. Just think, it could be a great alternative option. So they're talking about when
ferries, you take your
car, yeah, ferries,
your,
yeah,
car on there. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that because John and I talk about ferries all the time, like it's too bad that there aren't, you know, 20 ports taking you to 30 other ports. Mm-hmm. The bay's pretty shallow, and the dredging is a huge
is
environmental
right?
impact.
Uh-huh.
So there are a few places where you can ferry to. We're all familiar with,
yeah,
the ferries.
Vallejo, Marin, San Rafael.
But there's, you know, for them to, I would love that. I think, wouldn't that be the best? Drive your car onto a ferry and, you know, take it from Marin to Fremont or wherever. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's environmentally impossible or something. I don't know.
Seems like a whole lot of cars.
Mm. Better
it is pretty
than
shallow, though, isn't it?
It is. It's really shallow. They said they have to dredge it, and they'd have to continually dredge it, and it becomes this whole thing. I think that on the shipping lanes, you know, because there's a lot of dredged places where the oil tankers come through and the places where we drop off cargo, like Oakland and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they keep all that, you know, super deep. They'd have to.
Right.
But I don't know beyond that. And there's, remember, even at the airport, they wanted to extend a runway out, and there, mm-hmm, was like the environmental people were flipping out.
That sounds familiar. You're right.
The bridges in question for the $3 toll, yes, raise are the Bay, Richmond, San Rafael, San Mateo, Dumbarton, Carquinez, Benicia, and Antioch. So you're right, Golden Gate, not,
yeah,
part of that.
Yeah, it's its own thing, and, yeah, that's already freaking $7 or something now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. I just, my fast track beeps, and I just go, okay.
I don't have a fast track.
It's a necessary part of doing business.
I have to get to work.
Right.
And I
don't
go to the North Bay that often, but when I do, I get the ticket in the mail.
Yeah.
And man, if you don't send that ticket immediately, that thing
goes, it,
I have
triples,
paid, because, you know, you put it away.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you get a notice that it's now $70. And, mind you, my fault. I should have sent that $7 in.
Now you know.
Well,
now I do know.
I'll give you another story about that, because I never put something away to let it disappear. Yeah. I always pay it. And I, mm-hmm, paid them, and then they wrote me that same letter.
Mm-hmm.
And I called them and was like, you know what?
Yeah, nuh-uh.
You cashed that check, and I don't have time to be on the phone with you right now. Like,
mm-hmm,
that's why I paid it on time.
Uh-huh.
Your system sucks, and you're wasting. Oh, yeah, we did.
Okay.
Have a good one, click. But there's that. Like,
maybe they got your payment the same day that automatically,
yeah,
yeah,
I don't,
right,
know. Pushed,
yeah,
out.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
I don't know.
I'd rather just pay. Here's my cash. Take it.
Yep. Well,
I want to hear from you people.
You can't do that anymore.
Though. Yeah, the Golden, yeah, Gate.
Not, there's no toll taker there.
Ew.
Yeah.
Who are we just talking to about that? If you're a toll taker on the Bay Bridge, you got to be worried, right?
Our boss.
Was it our boss that was telling us that story?
Yeah.
What was,
yeah,
he saying?
Because we're talking about the new system that we're going to implement soon.
Yes.
And how
computers. Oh, it was Nemitz, wasn't it?
Right. Yep.
It was Nemitz
talking about how things are going away. New things are coming in,
right,
and old things are going away.
Yeah, and you got to acclimate. Right. I remember that conversation now.
Oh, that's right. We were having a whole thing. He's just like, well, there's some dinosaurs that they just don't want to embrace the new way.
I don't
way.
Want to be classified in the dinosaur
no,
section.
No, I'll go ahead and learn the
I'll
new
learn.
Thing.
I'll learn. Yes, sir.
It's keep hard my job. For the old
yes,
dog. But
yes, Greg, I will learn what you need me to learn.
Yep. I think that was his gentle way of telling us, guess what, guys?
Hop on board, fools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hop on and grab a paddle.
We smell like Ben Gay, but we're up on our computer.
Vinny, it's icy hot.
Oh. Is it?
It's, yeah, Tiger Palm.
All right.
Oh, 408 says, I'm a firefighter in Los Gatos, and the GD traffic causes such a problem that we can't get through town. It takes 40 minutes to go a mile. It's a huge problem with these apps.
Well, so first they were trying to, and I don't know all the detail. I didn't look it up and read about it. I just know from my own experience driving in the area, they were trying to stop people from getting off 17.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to say, you cannot drive over here. And they've got sort of signs misleading people back onto 17.
Oh.
Like, you know, so they had these ways of keeping people. But I think this year they're not going to be able to continue to do that. Like they've
that
given up the fight.
That does seem a little
tricky.
Mm. So I think that's, they're just going to have to deal with being overrun.
Right.
Just the reality. The same way Santa Cruz gets overrun, they're overrun because everyone wants to go to the beach.
Yeah.
It's part of the, I guess,
the geographical layout of the area.
Well, it's also that you live in a highly desirable area. Yep. Same here in San Francisco.
Yeah. Get yourself a helicopter. Come
on. Anybody who lives in the Bay, like in the actual San Francisco area, knows any given day you could be dealing with some kind of parade. You're like, what are we celebrating today? And why can't
or
I get home?
What are we protesting?
Or right. that, right. It's right. part of being in a place where everyone wants to be.
Right.
Well, it's true. You should count your blessings.
415. Stop with the checks. Pay online. Shut up, 415. I help the U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah.
And I like checks. I don't like to do money stuff online when I don't have to.
Well,
you're probably going to be the one with the last laugh anyway.
Although I might be the dinosaur.
Well, with all of the problems with the stuff, paying for things online,
yeah,
nothing wrong with
sending a
checkout.
I try to put as little information online as I can.
Yeah, that's probably the smartest thing you can do. Not me. I'm like, I have to write a check for that?
Yeah, I mean, whatever works for you, but this works for me.
I know. No, you know what's funny is we were talking about this a couple weeks ago after we were at Bottle Rock. Like, I brought cash because everyone's got the iPad with the little square thing or whatever right. that is sticking mm-hmm. out of it. Like, I don't want to run my credit card through at places. And listen, Bottle Rock, I'm sure, you know, sure. very secure. I'm sure it is, right? All locked down.
It's the fancy Coachella.
Yeah, it's a fancy Coachella.
That's what Bruno said.
And much less dusty Coachella.
Is that what he said?
He did say that.
Oh,
yeah.
How funny.
That's funny. It's cool. But
Thank
I
you.
Just feel like, you know, there's certain times when you're like, I'm sure it's safe to use it at Safeway. And I'm sure it's less safe to use it at the lobster roll hut.
There was a moment, though, where it was hilarious. You pull out all your cash and you're trying to count it. Because after you get changed, you know, they're in different pockets.
Yeah.
And you're holding it and you're like, and then you're holding your handkerchief and your armpit.
Handkerchief.
And
well,
your armpit.
My nose runs.
So I'm like, here, let me help you. Let me hold something for you. And you're okay. Hold this. And you go like this, right? So I'm like, okay, I'm grabbing your cash. You go, not the cash, my handkerchief.
And it's I'll in take your armpit. Snotty handkerchief. Thanks.
I was a little lit. It's at one point.
I was a little lit.
I was a little lit. It was funny-ish. I'm standing there. I'm counting my cash. And we're like just standing like in this crowd of people. I'm like, what is this? I got to arrange. And then I sort of like, I look up. I'm like, what am I doing? And I just shoved it all in my pocket. Like, Jesus, Sarah.
In the middle of 1,000 people. You're sitting there trying to situate your cash.
I'm fighting my brain.
What a dumbass. Oh,
that is the definition of being high. I am fighting my brain right now.
Why is this happening? Hold my handkerchief. I'm sure you realize, after he's been watching me wipe my nose over the whole day.
No, God, it was fine. I was trying to help. Your hands were full, so I was like, let me hold something for you. But you were holding the cash towards me, and the handkerchief was in your armpit.
Like, y'all trying like, to steal my money.
I'm like, what do you want me to hold? And you're like, don't grab that, grab this. I was just trying to clean your chest. So I'm like, what the hell's going on right now? So there's the downside. There's a downside of carrying cash.
That is true. Change is the downside. If I could just give you this amount, and it would be perfect. It would be great. Oh my God! How did we get on this? Oh, not wanting to
all
use
the stuff.
Not wanting to use checks anymore. Yeah, I'm always like, is there some way I can pay this online? Even my taxes. Although, you know, when you pay your taxes, like I'm afraid to pay those online because it's like a big chunk of money. I just feel like mm-hmm. okay, well, I guess I'll mail that in.
Yeah,
but. But I'm so resentful that I have to, like, write it out. It has all those numbers on the stub. Mm. Come on, man. We're paying. Yesterday was my 25th anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Show the boys what you got.
John got me a diamond necklace.
Wait a minute. What?
Can you see it?
Can
I know.
We take a
I can't
picture
see
of that?
Anything.
I know. It's really small. But it was so I didn't get him anything, right? Isn't that cute?
Little, yeah,
it's like
what
a little,
are those?
Little, they're little diamonds.
They're little, but they're like triangles.
I know, they're like weird little...
Oh, triangle, circle, triangle, circle.
Yeah.
It's
so pretty.
It's adorable.
It's really
it.
Tiny and delicate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, oh my God.
It's like a choker.
It is. It's really, it's
gold.
Tight. Is it gold or is it silver?
Who can see over there? I can't see from
it's
here.
It's silver.
I can't tell.
Oh, it's
not
silver.
Gold.
Okay.
Or it could
or
be
platinum or
white
whatever.
Gold.
I don't know what it is. But I think it's silver colored.
Mm-hmm.
So last night after dinner. And by the way, we had the lentils and beans over rice with this curry chicken that John made. The kids flipped out.
What do you mean they flipped out?
They were like, oh my God, make more.
Yummy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was like
a mutiny. No.
What are you serving us here? I'm turning the table over.
I gave Sean a little bit on his rice. I go, taste that, see if you like it. And he goes, yeah. Goes over. Uh-huh. And we had made three packages for the four of us. And
You mowed right through the whole box of it then.
Oh, was it only three in a box?
No,
there's eight in a box.
Oh, you went and got it too.
I've been eating that for a long time. Yeah, I had some yesterday too.
Why don't you tell us about it then? What's wrong with you?
Because you mentioned it.
Oh,
Anita buys them, and when you mentioned it, I was like, oh yeah.
Are there other flavors too? Because I thought, oh, what else did these people have? This is delicious.
It says on the box there are other flavors, which I was intrigued, but the first time I ever tried it, I told you guys about it. It was a box that I found at Costco. Madras lentils.
Lentils, okay. It's
tasty,
like yellow
bites or something like that.
It was, they're delicious. So he made this chicken dinner and which was delicious and yummy. And then we all, after dinner, usually we sit out on the back porch and, you know.
Pass a doobie.
Yes, the four of us pass a doobie. That's what we do. But you know, it's summertime and it's still warm, so it's just nice. I'm like, oh, anybody want to go sit outside? We're like, oh yeah, let's do it. So we go out there. That's what it sounds like at my house. Yeah, okay. And then I hear, you know, just a smash in the house. Like crash. And I'm like, oh, and John's like, ow.
Hold this doobie.
Right. Kids, hold the doobie. I'm going to go in and see what's going on with your dad. So I go in
keep puffing.
He dropped a champagne flute. And you know those things where it's like the kitchen's cleaned up and you're going to go outside.
Oh, you're saying this was going on as it was part of your 25th.
Yes.
Ah.
So he hadn't even mentioned the anniversary other than we had exchanged texts earlier in the morning like, I love you, I'd marry you 1,000 times again. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
I know.
Shame.
I know, barf. So like your whole world's like you break something and like you thought you had your whole life under control and then all of a sudden you break this thing and there's freaking glass everywhere, like even off the, you know, hanging on the curtains everywhere. Like this one champagne glass just went, we spent the next 15 minutes like vacuuming and picking up pieces of the thing. Meanwhile, the kids are like, can we just come in? We're like, no, you've got bare feet and there's glass everywhere. So we finally get the thing cleaned up. And meanwhile, as I'm vacuuming, I pull out the chair. There's a gift. I'm like, oh, crap, you got me a gift? And he's like, it's just a little something for our anniversary.
Aww.
So I guess he, you know, he talked to some of my girlfriends to help him find just the right thing.
Nice.
It was like a whole, I don't know, it's just super sweet. So I just felt like I don't think he ever buys me jewelry once in a great while. And it just was the nicest little thing. I know. And then the sun was hitting it just right.
Wait, what about the glass?
Really sparkling.
Then what happened?
Nothing. We cleaned it up. Oh. Got another glass. We're down one.
Yeah, it sips of champagne.
And we all had a little toast to champagne.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
Just took forever to get it all together.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, Hooman.
Go to the Elves.
Here's something important, everyone.
Go to the Elves 973 Instagram. As we all know, the Warriors are playing tonight.
Yeah,
and
they
posted an incredible picture of the morning show.
Oh, look at us.
Supporting the Warriors. A few of us are wearing a real special t-shirt, and we use the hashtag DubCon3. And it's all from a website called Oaklandish.
What's the con mean?
So,
conference.
Yeah.
Conference finals?
No, it all has to do with the third quarter of the game, which is a really great quarter for the Warriors.
Oh.
They beat.
No doubt.
They're always they always outscore their opponents by 10 points or more in the third quarter. So it's referencing the third quarter of every game for the Warriors. But that website that we got those t-shirts from or donated to us, they support local Oakland stuff. So we're giving them a little bit of love.
Cool. Nice, Hooman.
Thanks so
Hooman,
much.
Hooman, this is quite a great picture that you've put up here.
Oh, thank you.
You just tricked it out. I
feel
see
like
T-Mobile
you cut
on there.
Vaughn's feet off, but you know.
No,
he
that
didn't
was.
Take the picture.
I didn't. That was one of our interns. Remember, we were trying to help
him.
Oh,
I remember.
Bryn's
I remember
feet are cut off too, but you know.
There's nothing I can do. When
Uman
the pictures...
had to school our intern and how to take a photo.
Mm. Yeah, we handed the phone. I handed the phone to the wrong person.
Yeah, it's neat, though, that you're pointing right at your nipple like that. I like
it. Oh, is he?
Thanks.
Yes.
Check out my nipple.
Anyway, Bryn, Yuzette, Vaughn, and Vinny are wearing the Dubcon 3 shirts. Me and Sarah are wearing the authentic.
Sarah's not even wearing her. Shame.
Warriors.
Oh, that was
authentic.
That was hot.
Oh, shut up, Hooman.
Had a hot
Warriors.
Head. KLOC, KLOC HD1, San Francisco. We're so late. It's Alice at 97.3.
Are we?
Well, coming up after this, though, late. Sarah, we have one day outside lands tickets.
We do?
Yeah, so after this song.
All right, right after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.